Hachette Audio presents The Life Cycle of a CEO, The Myths and Truths of How Leaders Succeed. Written by Claudius A. Hildebrand and Robert J. Stark. Read by Alan Peterson. Please see supplementary PDF. Introduction. Discovering the Life Cycle. This guy isn't going to cut it. We are engulfed in the cult of the charismatic leader, lionized for displays of confidence, who single-handedly propels a company to phenomenal success. This idolatry obscures the truth of what it takes to be a great CEO. Consider the case of one leader who took the helm of a major conglomerate that was in dire straits. On a sweltering May evening a few months after his appointment to the job, Dave, drenched in sweat, showed up for dinner at a ritzy industry conference in Florida. He was wearing a wool suit, while the crowd of elite Wall Street analysts and high-powered corporate leaders, in stark contrast, were decked out in lightweight summer pants and golf shirts. Dave hadn't gotten the memo. But how fitting, given the widespread skepticism about him. The leading business media was reporting that he wasn't up to the job. One analyst at the dinner, Scott Davis, overheard another guest sneer about Dave. "This guy isn't going to cut it." In fact, Dave hadn't been the first choice for the CEO position, or even the second or third choice. Word was, five others had been offered the job before him. What's more, a couple of years earlier, he'd been unceremoniously fired from his position as divisional president at a leading competitor. No one would have suggested from his educational background either that he was CEO material. Not only did he not have a degree from an elite school, but it also took him 6 years to graduate. He hated college, and he'd dropped out for a time. As Dave's first year in the CEO seat progressed, the sneering assessments of that Florida night prevailed on the street. The company's stock slid 40%. Dave didn't make any of the bold moves analysts and media pundits said were needed. No big acquisition. No strategic pivot. No major layoffs. Not only that, when he called a gathering of overseas division leaders, almost half didn't show up. And they explained later that they thought meeting with him would have been a waste of time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?